Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
A ton of movies coming out on DVD today, including Magic Mike. I can't wait to get that. Channing Tatum. Tyler Perry, Madea's Witness Protection. Abraham Lincoln's Vampire Hunter is out. And Seeking a Friend for the End of the World. Also, new CDs out. We've got Taylor Swift Red, which is apparently doing all kinds of big billboard-breaking stuff as well. Viva Duets with Tony Bennett. It's got Christina Aguilera in that. Along with Gloria Estefan, Mark Anthony, and more. The Halo 4 soundtrack comes out. Interesting.
Halo 4 has a soundtrack?
Yeah, I'm so intrigued by this. The game hits the stores November 6th, but apparently has a soundtrack, and that comes out today. And then Change My Mind, it's the 13th album from Billy Ray Cyrus. Comes out today.
Billy Ray Cyrus has an album out?
13th album. 13th.
I didn't know he had more than one.
I know.
Wow.
And also Lady Antebellum has a Christmas CD coming out. It's called On This Winter's Night. And that's The Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
You love Christmas albums. You're going to run out and get that,
yay,
aren't you?
Yay.
Woohoo. Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 9:32. We're going to top out at 72.
Damn it!
Look, one thing you have to admit, it is a little unfair in the drink department because I have to run everything. You just sit there and sound pretty.
You choose. You choose.
Okay, well then tomorrow you're running the board.
Okay. You really want me to run the board?
Well, it's got to be equal opportunity if I'm going to end up having to dress like you. We made a bet. Mike called in earlier and had an idea for a bet.
I never agreed to this bet, just so you know.
That, yeah, we did.
I didn't agree. When did I say, yeah, I'm
in? All you have to do is dress like me for one day. You can't deal with that.
Ugh.
It's not like we're asking you to, stand naked in January to on top of an interstate bridge.
To have to wear, I'd rather do that because I'd rather not have to wear a polo.
Trust me, I'd rather not have to go find red jeans.
Are you going to be able to find them in your size?
I don't know. Are you calling me fat?
No. I did not call you fat.
Yeah, you did. You just called me fat. That's great.
I just don't think that they make red jeans for your size.
You don't think they have them in the husky section?
No.
So basically what this bet was I was giving Mel a hard time about her red jeans because I think they're weird and her blue ones. And not normal blue jeans. They're like bright blue. Sky blue or ocean blue. And she hates polos. So then she went on the attack that, oh, polos, those are so out of style. Yeah, nobody wears polos.
If you're a banker, you can wear them. If you go golfing, you could wear them.
I am a golfer.
Right now, you're going to go golfing today?
No.
Then you can't wear one.
It's a collared shirt. What's wrong with it?
God,
there's nothing wrong with a polo.
I hate them.
Okay, well, anyway, so whoever has the most drinks at the end of the week, which this week for both of us is tomorrow because I'm off Thursday, Friday.
And right now you're winning 2-1.
And so we're going to have you run the board tomorrow.
Okay.
Because usually my drinks happen with the board. Most of them. Occasionally it's a poorly written AP story that I didn't proofread. And I could call you out on every single one you did and I don't.
Okay.
So I'm going to be strict then.
Mm.
Although I didn't think to do it on the dirt. But anyway.
What's wrong with the dirt?
There wasn't anything wrong with the last one.
What was wrong with the one before that?
You mispronounced something and I didn't bust you on it.
I don't think I did.
Oh, Viva Duets? You said Viva.
Oh.
Drink.
Really?
Put it down.
You're going to call it now?
Yeah.
Isn't there a statute of limitation?
What is it going to be, the statute of limitations on drinks?
2 minutes. You have to call it right away.
Okay, fine.
Sam, take it.
Oh, I just spotted this on Argus 911. A trooper has been asked to check on a semi hauling a load of wood down I-29 southbound near mile marker 66. Caller said the load is not secure.
Oh, boy, that's not good.
Yikes. I'm always leery of trucks going down the road with stuff strapped down.
I know. You never know what can happen.
No. Well, you know what could happen. It could fall off
well,
and
I
kill
know.
You. The five words that make you sound stupid. We had this earlier this morning. I think it's worth mentioning again.
Say them all the time.
Actually, we always use it to add extra punch to a sentence, but it's only supposed to mean something is present or exists in reality. Basically, you should only use it when you're truly simplifying something complicated. Otherwise, it's just another word to incorrectly add more punch. Honestly, when you say honestly, you're subtly implying that everything you said up to that point was dishonest or embellished.
Like. Somebody should tell Taylor Swift that.
Like, literally, this is basically like the five words that will honestly make you sound actually stupid. I got them all into one sentence.
Good job. That's impressive. Yeah.
And the last one is literally. A lot of people use literally when they really mean figuratively. But I think the use of literally is figurative.
Okay.
I was talking like you there for a second, going in circles.
You were. Did you see me even turn my head?
Your head was turning like, okay. I go left on Grange. And
it did.
Right on 12.
I was so confused. I was going in circles. Yeah, now I know how you feel.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry.
That's what you women do to us.
I said I'm sorry.
You do that too.
I just said I'm sorry. Takes a lot for me to admit what I was wrong, and I just did. I said I was sorry.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
You're fine?
I'm fine.
Yeah, of course you are.
Hot 104.7.com.